On Tuesday, the Khartoum District Court ruled that internet services cut off since October 25th coup must be restored. However, it appears much of the country remains offline. The head of Sudan's military, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, ordered the telecommunications ministry to immediately shut down the internet service on October 25th, shortly before he dissolved the cabinet and suspended the constitutional declaration that set up the transitional government. Sudanese human rights activists say the decision has affected the lives of citizens and caused them social and economic damage. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus, a Sudanese lawyer and human rights activist who identified himself only as Mujahid says many Sudanese citizens do not know their rights.
This is an illegal procedure and it violates human rights. It has caused a lot of damage to institutions, entities, and individuals. The military is supposed to reverse this decision and allow people to get their services back.
Mujahid says thousands of Sudanese families have been unable to communicate with their loved ones inside and outside the country because of the internet shutdown. Khalid Al-Nur, editor-in-chief of online news outlet Sudan Press, says the decision has affected his organization's work and caused his group economic losses. Anur says the military leaders should exempt media houses from the internet shutdown and allow them publish information about the situation in the country. He argues that the electronic media outlets have been reliable and faster in reaching viewers, but now they are unable to do so.
The electronic media in Sudan has been on the rise and has been winning the trust of the Sudanese viewers. If you compare it to the traditional newspaper, you will find that the electronic media have a lot of followers and they're able to access the platforms at their convenience.
Sudan's military leaders accuse some electronic and social media organizations of inciting violence and promoting hate speech. But Al-Nur insists journalists have remained professional.
We as electronic press have been observing ethics, truth, and high professionalism in our work. The government is supposed to differentiate between social media and electronic media. Our staff and journalists are professionally trained and are conducting themselves with high integrity.
Hiba Osman manages a wholesale center in the Arkawit neighborhoods in Khartoum. She sells clothes and variety of products for women and posts her goods on social media. Speaking in Arabic, Usman says for over 2 weeks now, she has been unable to sell anything, saying the loss is huge for her business. Usman says, we are no longer accessing our customers and no one can know about our items. So we are now stranded. She says, normally, when a customer requests an item online, we send them through a vehicle or motorcycle that help in delivering the items, Osman says. Osman calls on the military leaders to restore the internet service so traders can continue their business. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.